Hey, everybody. Welcome back to yet another episode of You Killed It. I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
Well, another episode has passed us by, and it was a good one.
I agree. I was so excited to talk about this episode that as soon as I answered the Skype call, I almost got into it. I almost like, so what did you think about this episode, Jordan?
Yeah, you had to save it for air, though.
I think this is like, I enjoyed this episode more than any episode that I can remember for a long time.
Now, why is that?
I thought this was a really good one. It was just
chock full of drama.
There were upsets. It was nuts. It was exactly what I look for in this challenge.
You want to know what the craziest moment of this episode was for me?
Let's hear it.
Spoiler alert, but I'm cutting to the end of this episode. But I was fast forwarding through commercials, as I do, and I happened to stop it, and it looked to me like Johnny Bananas was standing by the fridge next to Pauly D from Jersey Shore right after it was the cliffhanger on whether Sarah was going to have to leave too. And I was like, holy shit, they're bringing in Pauly D to be Sarah's partner. But it was not to be. It didn't happen.
who was it?
It was Vinny from Jersey Shore next to him. But it looked like Johnny as I was fast forwarding, and I went nuts for about, I wanted to call you right then, but then, it didn't actually happen. So I guess I shouldn't even be talking about it.
Yeah. You gave a spoiler alert for a dream that you had.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this episode started off with some drama between the queen of the drama, Jasmine, and Tyree.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
She is not afraid to get scrappy with people, despite the fact that she's 85 pounds.
Which isn't a quality that I like in people.
You know, it's not good to be around her. And also, it's probably going to end up getting her killed one of these days.
And if anyone just like decides to smash her, then you look bad because you just like, because she's so little.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she got into a fight with any girl in the house, it's like, yeah, but she was so small.
Mm-hmm.
How could you do that? It's like stomping on the chihuahua.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're annoying, but you fucking brought her into this house. You got to deal with her.
Now, why didn't she have to go home after punching Tyree?
I don't know. Maybe, did she connect? Maybe
I thought she connected. He said she punched like a bitch.
Oh, well, that's true. Well, bitches don't connect.
All right.
Bitches be missing.
It's true. She probably couldn't even reach his face.
Yeah. You know what? Wes is really good at the whole TV thing. Like, because he fucking got right between them. He was like, blocking blows and pulling Jasmine away. And
yeah.
He's really good at, like, cooling down fights on the show. And
sometimes he surprises me in that way. Like, he doesn't want people to actually go home or something. I don't know what his motive is, but he always seems to be the breaker-upper.
Yeah, he always wants it to be, like, good TV. Like, last season, Jasmine was flipping out and started taking her mic off. And mm-hmm. Wes was like, Jasmine, don't take your mic off. It was like, what are your motives, Wes? What are you doing?
Maybe he's a producer and we just don't know it.
Yeah, like, he's like the secret implant.
I love how every season, at least once, he throws in that he's beat everybody, not only on the challenge, but in life.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder what that means.
He's a winner at life, Jordan.
Yeah, but what does he want at life? I know he owns some kind of like ice cream store or something like that.
Is that a win?
I don't know.
That's a tie at best, I think.
I'll have to figure. I think he lives in Pennsylvania or something.
And a fucking ice cream store in Pennsylvania? You only do business half of the fucking year.
It's true. I don't know.
No one wants ice cream when there's snow on the ground for the last 6 months.
Yeah, that's true. He had some kind of, I don't know, maybe he's got some real estate something, but I don't know.
He's a businessman, Jordan.
That's what he says.
What did you think of the intro this season?
I fast forwarded through it and ruined this part of our episode as usual.
Well, I'm sorry, but give it a look next time because, you know, it's not the best. It's not the most artistic, but I kind of like it.
All right, I'm rewinding right now.
And the VO girl in the beginning is weird. Like, you know how they normally have the guy?
Yeah. You mean, like, recapping what happened?
Yeah.
it kind of struck me off guard too. Is TJ the voice in the intro? Like the VO in the intro?
Well, yeah, I think they just used some of his dialogue from another episode where he was kind of explaining the format, like,
yeah.
You used to be in a relationship, now you're exes, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Battle of the Exes.
Yeah, for this intro, it looks like they just tried to do the cheapest intro they possibly could. They just said, okay, we got a green screen. Everybody walk in and pretend like you don't like each other, and then we'll cut in some stuff from the show.
But there's some fun being had.
I guess. You know? It's not as good as the one where they all, like, pulled out of the private jet and stuff. You didn't like that one.
I don't know.
Who cares about the intro?
None of them have ever been in a fucking private jet. At least not one that's been off the ground.
Yeah. What'd you think about the challenge, the hook thing? Another overwater challenge.
It was good. I mean, I guess I liked it because of the results, but
I liked it because it was a challenge.
Yeah.
It was hard for them to actually make it happen.
It's not like smearing honey and
mm-hmm.
like the challenge isn't just balancing on a slippery beam.
Yeah. I don't know why some of them like couldn't figure this out, but the girls are just completely like putting all of their weight on the guy's vest. So as soon as he unhooks the thing, they're both going down. Like four or five different teams had that problem.
Yeah, but it also seemed to work for a couple teams where the girl just kind of holds onto the vest and
well,
like,
you can hold on to it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't be like hanging off the goddamn thing while your teammate's trying to. Yeah.
Nope.
Some people seem to get it down pretty damn quick though.
Who won that? You know what?
I need to go back to last week's episode. There was something I forgot to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw how fat Vinny had gotten and he was slopping around in honey, I came up with a good nickname, and it was Vinny the Pooh. But now we're never going to get to use it again.
It's too bad. Because
I love it so much.
Nice work.
Covered in honey, he got stuck in that rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. He wears a red shirt all the time.
Way to come up with that one week too late.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't look as fat this week. Like when he was dancing around in the bar, I didn't see much of his gunt.
Well, I think it's mostly when it's like there can be really bad angles where you can totally see it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he has to squeeze into one of those vests and it's just forced out of the bottom,
mm-hmm.
then you can really see what's going on.
I was surprised that the only one who even mentioned him gaining weight was Paula in one of the confessional things. Like she said something about him eating lasagna and nobody else said anything. You would have thought Sarah would have said, like, when she was explaining how they hooked up or whatever, like, he was cute or something like that, but
yeah, or even like, good god, Vinny, this is a fucking competition. You couldn't have gotten into a little bit of shape. I've been on the treadmill for the last 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Another thing that I need to mention just before we get too far into it is Heather confirmed that her and Dustin are still hooking up on the show.
Mm.
So that throws the whole exes thing right out the goddamn window.
I guess so.
Anyway, more of the hook challenge.
Do you think Heather has fake boobs? Because they look, they're too perfect. They're two round orbs.
I don't know.
I think they've got to be fake. I know Mandy's are after seeing them.
Yeah, I'll have to bust out the magnifying glass, take a closer look.
All right. Do it.
So a lot of people seem to have a little bit of trouble. Starting off, Sarah and Vinny did pretty well. They got to the third beam, but then still went down.
Well, they did good enough to be able to make it into the like re-challenge or whatever to see who the head of household was gonna be.
Yeah, it's
so they got second place.
Crazy to think that only getting three beams is enough to do second place.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a pretty tough one. Yep. But coming in first place in the first round went to Johnny and Camilla again.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I start thinking, like, they're the team to beat. They're the power couple for this entire season.
Yep.
Little did we know, Vinny and Sarah were going to pull a win out of their ass. And they fucking smoked it, man. They got across those first three beams so fast.
It was like they figured it out by the end of it or something, and then they were good to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess there is something to be said for giving it a try, you know, trying and failing, and also watching everyone else's technique.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Johnny and Camilla were too busy celebrating, you know, counting their money to really think about the fact that they had to do the whole thing over again.
Yeah, or during it, they were thinking they had it wrapped up already, so don't need to try too hard.
But yeah, so when Sarah and Vinny won, I got really excited. Because, you know, underdog, they didn't seem to be a power team.
Yeah.
And now they have all the power.
And also, when I saw Sarah and Vinny win, I remembered that I love Sarah and I always want her to win everything. And she always seems to get fucked. But I always choose her as like my favorite team on most of the seasons.
It's so true, you do.
I liked her ever since she said on the Ruins that the only reason she ever went into Real World was that so she could go on to the challenge.
Yeah, that is a good quality.
Mm-hmm. You know, and now she has blonde hair and she looks better with blonde hair because I think it's her natural color.
I like her better with the brown hair. I think dark hair suits her better.
Jesus Christ. Is there anything we can agree on here?
Listen, agreeing on everything makes for a lame podcast, Jordan.
Fine.
But not that I'm disagreeing, you know, just for the sake of drama. I think that the brown hair is a better look.
You know, I bet we could go back in time and look at a previous episode where you've said you didn't like her, like, swoopy black haircut or whatever.
I don't know. I don't think you'd be able to find that audio. And I also don't think that you're going to take the time to look for it.
Well,
so
that,
I'm
you're
secure,
damn right I'm not going
I'm
to.
I'm secure in my position of championing her brunette look.
All right, fine. It's not brunette if it's dyed bleach black or
jet
black hair. Anyway, so they become the power couple. And then we have an out and about scene where they
went
to the bar. They are always fun. And
you know what? I finally realized the only time that they show the out and about scenes anymore is when shit's about to go down.
Yeah. So maybe they go out and about every night, but we only see it when there's drama.
Yeah.
So as soon as I see Mandy, I'm like, okay, she had a huge boob job. And then I was like, I can't believe she's wearing a shirt like that. And then what happened?
Well,
I rewound this like 6 times. I didn't see where Vinny did anything.
No, I don't think we may have seen it, but it was when both of their backs were to the camera because then came the slap.
Yeah.
But what it seemed like was happening was some shit was starting to peek out to the side.
Uh-huh.
Vinny got all crazy excited.
Yeah.
And took him out.
Mm-hmm.
Just pulled their shirt open.
Unacceptable.
Truly is.
Before we talk about that, though, I have to get into this crazy, weird, graphic sex dancing that Leroy likes to do,
mm-hmm.
where he basically just holds the girls up and simulates sex and then simulates going down on them as well, which he was doing with Anissa. What's that about?
I don't know. I guess you know.
It's strange. Like, it's not I don't know. I don't understand.
And my absolute favorite part of that scene is while Leroy and Anissa were fucking on the dance floor,
uh-huh.
Camilla was in the background doing the robot. Did you notice
oh,
that?
Oh, she was? No, I didn't see that.
a stark contrast. It was a funny scene, but yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm not much of a club goer. Maybe that's just how things are going mm-hmm. these days.
I guess. Seems a little bit graphic to me. But, you know, I'm an old man.
And also dangerous.
Yeah.
Anissa seemed to almost go over. It would have been the exact move that Danny Bonaducci put on, what's
Johnny,
his name?
Johnny Fairplay?
Exactly. It would have been the exact same thing. Anissa would have had her fucking front teeth knocked out.
Yeah. So we have this boob exposed episode here. And as soon as I see this, I'm like, oh shit. Because in the wake of this Tanya controversy, I know that there's no chance in hell they're going to let this stand. They're going to have to kick him off.
Very true. Vinny knew it, you know. He woke up the next morning talking to Mark Long, and, you know, Mark's trying to kind of break it to him gently. But, yeah, these days, you're not going to get away with shit like that.
Yep, and I think that's what he meant by these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. There was some subtext to that. Like, he looked right into the camera and winked.
Yep.
So, not really, that, like, the whole thing with him pulling Mandy's shirt open, that was his second creepy move of the episode. Like, do you remember when Sarah and Vinny were talking to Wes and Mandy, and Vinny, like, went and, like, sat next to Mandy, was, like leaning over her, like, yeah. Oh, you slept with the wrong person, you know? Mm-hmm. Vinny really strikes me as the kind of guy who, like, if he's your boss, it's like, well, if you want that raise, I want that blowjob. So get over here and close definitely. The door.
He's definitely an a-hole.
Even when he said it, he was like, when he won the thing, he was like, oh, I wonder how the ladies are going to be treating me now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we will see Vinny again?
I hope not.
I hope not, and I don't think we will, because every season he's been on, he's been either the first or second person off. And now he's a limit. He's added this to his resume. I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah. you know, like, when the only memorable thing you've done was assault a girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if you get asked back.
Yep. Probably not. But you know what? I don't understand. I think maybe. Because they let him go through the whole thing where they chose who went into the dome before they kicked him off, and I think they were probably trying to find a replacement partner for Sarah, maybe,
mm-hmm.
and that was what the delay was about, and they couldn't. But it seems like they would be able to, like, fucking call who cares, you know, call Mike again.
Yeah, really. That actually would have been awesome. If like they totally broke the format last season to find a replacement, if they did the same thing again and brought in Mike again.
Same guy. They should have. I guarantee they could have fucking found somebody, especially now that they're pulling in old guys like Mark Long again. They have like 100 people to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's some guy that nobody even remembers. So I feel sad for Sarah because she's one of my favorites.
You know what? Why didn't they put a call out to Kenny? They probably did.
Because Kenny's in prison.
For raping Tanya.
Yeah, with a toothbrush.
Allegedly.
We need somebody to do an update on that to see if that's been settled or what. Or what's going on with that.
Yeah, because that news story just... It was like the one article online. And
you know what we got to do? We got to get Johnny Bananas on this podcast. To tell us the scoop.
It's true. He does seem to dish dirt.
And also, he likes to do podcasts.
Yeah.
Let's get Johnny Bananas. What do you say?
I'm down.
All right. We got to figure out where he is and how to get a hold of him. And
if he has Skype or is willing to download it.
Didn't he Skype into What's His Nose's podcast before?
We're in business. Got him. Yeah. Got him. He can't turn us down now.
Also, Kenny did, so maybe we can get it right from the horse's mouth if Kenny's willing to Skype in.
Yeah, truth be told, I have a feeling that they're probably not allowed to talk about it.
Well, we can always ask and then post it on the internet.
Very true.
Anyway, I think it sucks, especially that Sarah was so upset about it. You know, you hate to see that. But what are you going to do?
And then another thing, it's very strange. It really kind of sucks that it happened this way, because with, like, it's sending a weird message. Like when it was, when it's a fight, you know, you're out, but your partner can stay. Mm-hmm. But this time around, it's like a weird sort of, you know, somewhat sexual sort of assault situation. And it's like, hey, ladies, you, yeah, go ahead and complain. And then we'll make it suck for the other girls on the show. So you know, could complain or you could keep your goddamn mouth shut. And we'll pretend this little toothbrush pulling the shirt open incident never happened, huh? How does that sound?
Something tells me that's not what is going on behind the scenes, but I guess you're entitled to your opinion or speculation.
Hollywood is a sleazy place, Jordan.
I really think that it's just they couldn't get anyone on short notice or something their pool of guys, which really blows. But at the same time, they always have, they have to have backups that they, like, just in case, are you willing to come in on short notice, you know?
Yeah, like, I can't even count the amount of times that MJ has just deserted his family and ran overseas to compete in one of these fucking challenges.
Yeah. I just had a daughter 3 weeks ago, but, you know, I gotta come make $100,000.
My son's first birthday, and I got to start putting him through college. God, he rides that gravy train.
Well, he hasn't been on it in like 4 seasons. But still.
Let's see.
Well, who went into the dome? Well, first I wanted to talk about another like body change issue. Wes, also less muscular than last season. Maybe they all decided to get off the roids.
Yeah, maybe they decided, you know, being lean, strong, and having good stamina on the elliptical are maybe better assets.
Well, we all know that Wes has no stamina and always sucks at the running challenges, but
the argument could be made that him deciding to chill out on the weights may have been his downfall this season.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because he went right into that dome, and it was a wrestling strength contest, which I always enjoy these ones, even though they're the same every time. It's just a nice brute strength kind of challenge where you just gotta lay it all out. Nothing, no strategy. Some strategy, but not really. It's all just comes down to strength, and I like that.
Yeah, these are always good ones. And like, once again, I'm glad to see, you know, that they're letting people get down and dirty. It's not like a, you know, who can hold their breath underwater for longest challenge. There's opportunity for some blood to spill, you know?
That being said, I still think the last season where there was great challenges consistently, like almost not quite on par with Survivor challenges, but almost, was the Ruins.
I was going to say, that's the one that came to my mind, too.
They had really creative, when you said, like, hold your breath underwater, it made me think of the one where they had to do, like, a suspended sit-up above water hanging by a bar, and if they went down too low, the glass would break, or whatever, or they could just choose to drown.
Oh, yeah, that was a cool one.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. There was another one with Susie that she won where they had to, I don't remember what it was. It was some kind of obstacle course thing, but
I was actually just thinking, I think I'm going to watch The Ruins again when this season's over.
You should. It was a good one.
It was a good one. Wasn't that the one where Wes was like against the entire game?
And yeah.
Like, for a second, it looked like Wes and Ev were going to team up.
Yep. And that was also the one where that was like a battle of the sexes one, I believe. And because the end, remember, it was the whole Kenny, Evan, Johnny alliance versus Sarah and Kellyanne.
Right.
Which was one of the most nail-biting end challenges ever.
I think those were two different seasons.
No, it wasn't.
The one where Wes and Ev looked like they were going to team up, Ev ended up going against Kellyanne. Remember, and was like playing with her like a cat plays with a mouse.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right. That was the season after that, I think. That was that fresh meat? No, that
I think
have been.
I think the one where it was the three guys against Sarah and Kellyanne was the one right before the ruins.
I don't know. I think that was the ruins. But I think, I can't remember the last, I thought Kellyanne, the last one that she was in was the ruins, but it couldn't have been.
Well, no, the ruins is the one where she went home. The one before that was the one where she went all the way to the end.
Okay. Well, which one was that? I feel like we talked about it on the, or, well, I guess we didn't do the ruins on this. Who cares?
Well, I know we did the ruins. The ruins was our first season, and we talked about it.
Fresh Meat 2 was our first season.
You're right. Fuck.
The ruins was the one that was awesome and made us decide that we needed to do
You're right. Anyway.
Anyway,
I'm going to watch The Ruins again.
Now that we've got that out.
Another thing, we didn't talk about how when
well,
they...
We didn't even get to the end of this. What happened was Leroy outstrengthed Wes twice in a row, and then Mandy won twice in a row, and then they had a sudden death overtime, and they flipped a coin to decide whether it was going to be guys or girls doing the overtime thing. And
which is another such weird thing. Like, when does it ever come down to a coin flip?
Yeah, it's weird. And also, I was like, please let it be guys. Please let it be guys. Please let it be guys. Because I'm like, here we go. I'm going to get screwed out of another upset. And then when it was guys, I was like, yes, fucking Wes is going home. And he did.
Unbelievable. Like, such a good match. Such a good episode. It sucked that they had to go home on the episode where all that shit happened to Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of felt a little bad for him then, but yeah, Wes fucking lost, man. Leroy fucking kicked his ass.
Leroy is unbeatable. And also, I got to say this. I think, what about Wes's awesome, crazy flip he did on the sudden death thing?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Like, even in slow motion, I'm like, how the hell did he even do that?
It was like a flip and a pivot and like...
He did a flip. And then he twisted while he was upside down and did a 360 with the flip for some reason. It did nothing for him, but it looked
arguably,
really cool.
Arguably it's a bad move and just like a last act of a desperate man.
Yeah.
But on the other side, it disoriented Leroy for a little bit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for Wes, he's Leroy. And he does not stay disoriented for long.
It's true. He's just too big. He's too strong. And also, Leroy is a good guy. It's hard to talk about the merits of other men without getting homoerotic, but Leroy is a really good guy, especially when he was talking to Naomi at the very end of the episode about how he's not going to allow them to hook up anymore and like all that stuff. It's like, there's a good guy.
Yeah, he's keeping his head in the game. It's like, it's easy to answer that siren's call.
Not only that, but he's like, from just a human being standpoint, it's like he cares about Naomi, but he doesn't, lead her on anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like he doesn't want, and she's an idiot. She says the thing like, if anything, it'll bring us closer because we'll communicate more because we'll be sleeping in the same bed. You idiot.
Yeah, like this won't, us getting into a relationship that clearly hasn't worked in the past, that won't like start up any trouble. That won't make any unneeded stress or drama.
Yeah. I've been in that situation before and I've had the exact Leroy conversation. And a lot of times you end up backsliding. It's like trying to tip over a Coke machine. You gotta give it a couple pushes back and forth before you can really knock it over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think he may have, but probably not. But he made a good effort.
She just wants that dick, Jordan. And she's coming for it hard. It's going to be especially hard because she's not going to fucking give up. That's not the end of that story.
You know how
she's
hard
gonna
it
keep
is
coming.
As a guy to turn that kind of thing down? It's almost impossible.
Yeah,
you have to have an outlet to be able to go beat off at every turn whenever that opportunity comes up. Because if you don't, you can't resist.
And they don't. Where's he going to go? Going to go fucking jerk off in the confessional?
Especially since he's had sex with her like 700 times already. It's real easy to get to 701. when you've had sex with them 700 times already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Come on, let's spread some more STDs, guys.
I want to see Leroy go nuts and bang Anissa, and then maybe Rachel will get jealous or something, and then maybe they can have another three-way.
Then Naomi and Rachel will get together?
Yeah.
Then it'll be Naomi, Rachel, Leroy, and Anissa?
Yeah, and then
Jordan,
Abram,
too. Jordan, this is going to be hot.
And then
Abram's
going
to jump in?
Yeah, because he already had the three-way with Rachel and Veronica like five seasons ago, and then Cara Maria will be in on it. And
it's going to get nasty, Jordan.
By the way, Cara Maria has been posting stuff on Facebook like about how Abe's been banging every chick that he, you know, it's just basically like they're in the middle of a really bad breakup. Sounds
damn,
like.
So they're like serious exes.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like they were kind of on the verge during this filming, but now they're on the outs, it looks like.
A couple that weird. You would think could maybe pull it together. Like two people who found each other, you know? Two ships in the night, Jordan.
Yeah.
But
so far, and as a team, have not been real impressed with them yet. Although, they could be playing the Survivor strategy where you just be a middle-of-the-road player. I don't think they're smart enough to do that, but it is the best strategy. Don't be a threat.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, because, you know, now that Wes is gone, next time Johnny and Camilla fuck up, they could be going in.
Yep.
One thing we breezed over, when Sarah and Vinny voted in Wes and Mandy,
mm-hmm.
and like Vinny, it's like Vinny just did this, this pretty terrible thing to Mandy the night mm-hmm. before.
He piled on big time.
his move isn't to apologize, be like, listen, I was out of line last night, and I'm sorry that I have to do this today, but you're going in. No, he's like, I'm going to vote in the ugliest couple
yeah.
in the challenge. Like, what the fuck? What are you doing, Vinny?
He
like, talk about
asshole.
The stupidest motherfucker on this entire show. Like, no one's in your corner, and all you're going to do is push them away even further. It's mm-hmm. like, If they were like, well, maybe we should just let it go. You know, he was drunk. But now he's totally sober. And he's like, that ugly bitch is going in.
It could have been after that where Mandy was like, you know what? I'm not letting this go. Get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah, very true.
It could
true.
Have been her decision. Who knows?
And then another, like, this is such a great Wes episode. It's kind of why another reason I was sad to see him go. Because he seemed kind of cool on this one. Where he then called out Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, it like, it was, Wes is normally the really arrogant, big-headed guy. And this was more like, listen, buddy. What you
yeah.
fucking did was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone did that to someone that you cared about, what would your reaction be?
Me and my buddies would introduce you to an alley.
That, I guess that is the one instance where he reverted back to his Wes self, but yeah, good Wes episode, man.
Yeah. Sad to see him go, but not really at all.
No, like, on any other day, I'd be super psyched. And next week, you know what? I'm going to think back on this and be totally happy that Wes was gone. But he went out with some class. That's
it's
all I'm saying.
It is true. And it's nice to see a good upset.
Yeah, yeah. Such a fucking good episode, Jordan.
Yep.
This was a great one.
Yep.
I hope they're all like this.
I hope so. And you know what? We got a good week of TV coming up, I think. I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on this, but I think Celebrity Apprentice starts this coming week or next. It's either this week or next week. I mean, next week or the week after. And Survivor also starts either next week or the week after. So we got some good shit coming up, and I suggest that you get into Celebrity Apprentice, at least while the Corolla Man is on there.
I will do my best. I'll try to remember to set the DVR, just so I could at least check out an episode or two. Speaking of the Corolla Man, did you hear the episode with Kevin Smith?
I did, yeah.
That was fucking crazy.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy that episode. I was just like, come on, guys, for the love of Christ.
It's so, like, it's very, very strange to hear two people kind of bicker so publicly. to really air it out in front of everybody.
Yeah.
It's something you don't really see too often. Usually people are like civil to the camera and then behind the scenes they'll talk shit.
Yeah.
But that was right out in the open. I found that to be very interesting.
It was. And the what I'll say about that is I did, for the most part, agree with Adam, because it was Kevin who pulled the plug on the whole thing for essentially no reason, because of some communication errors, and it was basically stupid of him to do. But I could see Kevin's point. Like, Adam didn't write him back at a certain point for like 5 days, and Adam seemed to think that was a crazy point, but I'm like, I could understand where he would draw conclusions from that, so... I don't know. I don't feel like they resolved anything, but...
Oh, no, they did not resolve anything.
No. But it was boring overall, I thought. I like the comedy, you know what I'm saying?
Very true.
I was uncomfortable for a lot of it.
It was... Yeah, it was an uncomfortable episode.
Yeah.
And I loved every goddamn minute of it.
But today, Dana Gould was on there, and he's one of my favorite guests. So I got... my comedy backup.
Dana Gould is a strange guest for me because he's someone that I never look forward to and I'm never excited about, but and then I'm always kind of pleased once it's happened.
He always brings it, he's always funny on that. Well, I can't speak for, I don't even think his stand-up is very good actually, but he's always funny on Adam's podcast.
You're right, and it's always like it's funny, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a good guest on that show.
Yep. Anyway, any other
podcast talk?
Yeah. Any more podcast talk?
I know. I guess that's kind of it.
All right. Well, we'll catch you next week, I guess, audience. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast and this week's episode. And next week, perhaps we'll have Survivor talk or Celebrity Apprentice talk, and also talk for the new episode. So look forward to that. I won't be watching the Super Bowl this weekend, and neither were you, I bet.
No, I'm not going to be watching that. Did you see that Ferris Bueller thing?
I did. I didn't really enjoy it, but I did enjoy the Seinfeld commercial. Did you see that?
No, I missed that one.
Very funny. Very, very funny. It's another car commercial, but it's really good. You should check it out. It's online.
I'll look into that.
And also, I lost my job today.
What?
Essentially. Possibly. I basically did. Yeah, my whole entire department got fired. Everybody.
Shit, man.
The entire people who run the entire website all got fired. We all have like 90 days. Although technically my last day is supposed to be March 3rd, but then I was told that that's not the case and I'll be there longer and God knows how long it's going to be. But basically, yeah. Done.
Damn. That sucks. I'm sorry.
I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, at least they gave you a good 3 months.
Except for I'm a contractor, so I don't get anything out of the 3 months. But everybody else who actually works for the company, they even if they decide they don't need them after like 2 weeks, they still get full pay for the rest of the 90 days, which is my dream. But that dream will not come true.
That's awesome. Yep. All right, will you be eligible for unemployment?
Well, Yes, I will be.
There was a weird but to it. Are you against unemployment, Jordan?
I'm not against it, but there is a button to it that I'll have to tell you off the air.
Okay.
So anyway, for this week at You Killed It, I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
Catch you next week.
Have a good one.
Bye.